From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington. President Bush today called the terror attacks in New York and Washington acts of war. We asked Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard magazine, what advice he would offer the president today.
I thought what the president said this morning was awfully important. He said these were more than acts of terror, they were acts of war. That is a major thing for the president of the United States to say. President Bush is now a war president. I do now think that George Bush has put himself in a position, and it's not his choice really, that this attack has put him in the position where he will be remembered arguably more for this than for anything else. How did he prosecute this war against terrorism?
And if, as we imagine, Osama bin Laden is the person who is behind this attack, as many people suspect, how do you move against such a person? What do you do?
Well, first you rally domestic support, and I think that means telling the truth to the American people. It won't be easy. It will be long. We're talking about a full-fledged military campaign. I think the president needs to say that. He probably needs to go before a joint session of Congress and make a kind of formal request for supplemental appropriations. Maybe think about a congressional either declaration of war or some sort of resolution of the kind the former President Bush got before the Gulf War that would put Congress on record behind this effort. And then, of course, there needs to be a serious strategy that goes after the terrorist organizations and those states that have either harbored them or assisted them. I think Iraq is actually the big unspoken sort of elephant in the room today. There's a fair amount of evidence that Iraq has had very close associations with Osama bin Laden in the past, a lot of evidence that it had associations with the previous effort to destroy the World Trade Center. And the real question that the president and his administration need to face is, are we willing to go back to war with Saddam Hussein and finish the job his father started in 1990? We may well have to do that. I think he should refrain from the rhetoric about how we're not going to have to change our way of life at all. That's not clear. If we are in a serious war against terror, we have to expect them to try to strike back at us, and that might require greater constraints on the ways in which we travel and all kinds of inconveniences in our lives. I'm sure it will require greater federal expenditures, which in turn will affect the rest of the budget, taxes, all of that. So I think it's important to tell people that this is serious and it's not going to be easy.
How sure do you think the United States should be that they know who is behind this before the United States moves?
Well, obviously, you want to get all the intelligence we can, but my view is if you are in a war with terror, you are in a war with terrorist organizations that have committed deeds in the past, even if it wasn't the deed yesterday. You're in a war with terrorist organizations that are forming to commit deeds in the future. You're in a war with governments that are supporting terrorist organizations that endanger the United States. So I think there's plenty of justification for acting against organizations and entities, even if they weren't necessarily directly involved in yesterday's operation.
It's very difficult for me to see how the United States could proceed in the sort of broad brush way that you're suggesting, because it would involve elements in countries that we have been trying to sort of win over. It would involve dealing very harshly with groups in places where we've been trying to bring peace. It would be a turnaround in places like our dealings with the Palestinians, for example. Can the United States do such a thing?
I think it can. I myself think it has to. Look, at the beginning of the Gulf War 10 years ago, there were great concerns, legitimate concerns. Could we rally Arab nations to oppose another Arab nation? What if Saddam attacked Israel and tried to turn it into an Arab-Israeli confrontation? Could we hold a coalition with the Saudis and others? We did. It required work. It required diplomacy. It required threats. It required finding friends in the Arab world and separating them from those who weren't friends. It's going to require a serious diplomatic and military and intelligence and counterintelligence effort across the board. It's not going to be easy, but I think enough people in the Arab world certainly have do not want a world of terror. They do not want a world in which terrorist organizations or terrorist governments can get away with this sort of thing. I don't think, therefore, that we are in any way launching a war against the Arab world. I think we are launching a war against terrorism, which is now located in some respects in the Islamic world, but most of Islam should be mobilizable against this terror, I think.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bill Kristol, he is the editor of the magazine The Weekly Standard.